So here in Northern Ireland, about 400 to 500 children under 16 would have arthritis.
What exactly is it? I presume it's something that makes you sore because your joints are stiff. Is that like the proper layman's terminology, or am I completely off the mark?
Yeah, well, so most young people who are diagnosed with arthritis would have juvenile idiopathic arthritis, which is quite a mouthful. But really, what that means is juvenile means before you die before your 16th birthday, and idiopathic just means the doctors don't necessarily know why it happens. And then arthritis just really means swelling of, you know, one or more joints. So that's really kind of the main diagnosis that most young people who are diagnosed under 16 would get. But it isn't really just about sore joints. That's one of the, I suppose, there's a few misconceptions out there, as for a lot of conditions. And the symptoms really do vary, but it can be more about more than sore joints. So it can be about feeling tired all the time, or even being up one day and down the next, or just generally kind of being able to do the normal things. Sometimes, some days, it's just not possible. Now, on other days, it could be perfectly possible for young people, but it's just one of those things where it's sometimes up, sometimes down. Sometimes they'll be flaring and really having a bad day, and on other days, they could be fine. But I suppose, like, with our work with young people, so I work with arthritis care as part of our family and youth work team. And so what we found from working with those young people and running events with them and with our online community is that what they're saying to us is that the worst thing is that they feel different. You know, they're in a world of people that are telling them, are you not too young for arthritis? Or, you know, is that not only something that old people get? And I suppose whenever you hear that every day, day in, day out, it does start to wear on you a bit. So what we've been trying to do is connect those people with other young people with their condition that understand, really, I suppose.
Is there any link between arthritis and the flaring up of skin conditions?
Sometimes there are some forms of arthritis that would be actually related to skin conditions. So there's one that's called psoriatic arthritis, but basically that actually does manifest itself initially with a skin rash. But not every type. I suppose there's like five different types of arthritis out there, and that's really just one type. And really what we have found is that young people do have a variety of symptoms. But if they're ever worried, it's always worth going to their doctor.
How do you get arthritis? How do you come to be a sufferer?
It's a good question, Frank, and I suppose it's something that needs a lot more research to be put into. The fact that the name JIA with idiopathic in the middle of there is saying that the doctors really don't actually know the root cause of it yet. We just know that there is all these young people that do have arthritis. Later on in life, you know, it does become more clear. You know, there are, like, you know, older versions of arthritis, like rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis. But, you know, it just depends, you know. But for these young people, we really don't quite know, and we do need a lot more research to go into it. But what we are hoping to do is really kind of help these young people through our app that we've been developing recently, but also maybe one day to be able to feed into research and use the data from that app to really help them and help further research for arthritis.
And do you think young people will download it? You know, they're not likely to say to their mates, you know, I've got Snapchat and Facebook and Twitter and there's my arthritis app.
I know. Well, that's one of the big things that we've been focusing on. One of our key kind of, I suppose, focuses is to make sure this app is young person friendly, that it is attractive. So we've been wanting to bring in features that are gamified into it. And even just really simple things like making it a really easy interface to use, something that's pretty. You know, those types of things really do go a long way. At this stage, we're really only at prototype stage, but this afternoon we're going to be pitching for some funding. So basically at this stage, we've been able to create a prototype with the Dublin Change Trust Techies in Residence Programme. It's been amazing, and we now have something very real in our hands. But we're really only at prototype stage, so we do want to develop this and make this something that young people will want to have in their pockets. And to do that, we're going to be pitching this afternoon for some more funding.
And where are you doing that? Is this digital DNA platform?
Yeah, that's right. So this afternoon we're going to be at Digital DNA, and we're going to be pitching for some social innovation NI seed funds. So basically we're going to be pitching for a bit of money to help us develop this app and get it away from the prototype stage and really make it something really robust. And so to do that, we're going to be pitching to get a little bit more money.
And finally, so, Sophie, for anyone who is coping with arthritis, whether it's a young person who's been diagnosed with it or a more elderly person who's listening to the programme at the moment, obviously you go to your doctor and you keep in regular contact with your doctor, and I'm sure there's medication that goes with it as well. But what's your advice as a representative of Arthritis Care to someone who's basically finding it a bit of a scourge?
I think if you have been diagnosed with arthritis recently, the best thing that you can do is to try and connect with other young people or people your age with arthritis. And we at Arthritis Care would do that. And that's one of our main kind of visions, to really connect to young people who maybe haven't met anybody else with their condition, because there's so much that you can learn from just talking with somebody else, getting tips about how to manage your condition. Just be able to have that peer-to-peer support is huge.
And finally, will this give it to me? Listen, you hear that?
Is that a click?
That's me cracking my knuckles. My mama used to tell me, if you do that, you'll get arthritis. But is that just an old wives' tale?
I have heard that that is indeed an old wives' tale. From I haven't seen it in writing, but I do understand that it is actually a myth. That you should hopefully, that shouldn't be your main issue.
The reality is people are coping with arthritis, and it is a very, very painful condition. It's okay for me to have a casual conversation, because as yet I haven't been blighted by it, but you never know the moment. And I did say finally, but I just want to double check this, because this is the personal question. I know relatives with it. Is it something that you can get if you've got older relatives who have it, or is there a hereditary link with it?
That's a good question. I actually don't know the answer to that question, because I specialise in young people. So I'm not completely sure about the hereditary link. I think that with different types of arthritis, it's going to be a different situation. So osteoarthritis is really more to do with, you know, basically wear and tear. And that really could happen to anybody, Frank.
Sophie, I like the honesty of your answer, because that's exactly what we need. And I know you do specialise in helping the 16-year-olds and the younger ones in relation to coping with what can be a very painful condition. Thanks for speaking to us, Sophie. Thank you.
No problem, Frank. Thank you very much.
Good morning to you. 90 333 105. Digital DNA, they're set up there. Six groups pitching for up to £15,000 from the Social Innovation Northern Ireland Seed Fund. And Sophie's hoping that her group will be one of the successful applicants. The initiative is called Too Young for Arthritis, and unfortunately you're not too young for arthritis. It must be a terrible burden on a young person, a burden for anyone. If you have a story to tell us about how you've overcome it, how you cope with it, how you ease the pain, or indeed how much of a hassle it actually is, regardless of your age, feel free.